start this over then. Let's see.
How many do we have on there now?
19.
Ooh. Oh, we lost 9 of them.
I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got to bone a bone.
Let me tweet that we're taking live calls.
I've got the leprosy of the heart valve, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out, blast with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane.
Do we get money if Metallica covers this?
I think I'm doomed, and I'll have to go insane.
Sleeves,
I want a requiem for my disease.
I want Cannibal Corpse to cover this so bad.
It's After Weird Medicine, Dr. Steve, with my little pal, Brian, BPS Radio, Wood for Liquor, Radio Freaks, Shithead. Oh, Lady Trucker's calling.
Oh, God.
Did you?
I like her, though.
I do, too. Hello, Lady Trucker.
Hello. You guys still recording live?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a question for Dr. Steve.
All right. Shoot.
What's it
no, that's what I want to do to you. Sorry. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. What's it called when shit gets stuck in your sphincter?
A bad day?
No, wait. What did she say? I missed it.
What happens when... what's it called when shit gets stuck in your sphincter?
Yeah, just constipation. I don't know. I don't know if there's a term for that.
I call it Tuesday.
Yeah. What's that? What number? What number?
What's it called? 706.
Yep.
526.
526.
4277.
4277?
Yes. I think somebody else is calling.
Yep. Oh, so what do you do with that? Can you just answer them all?
You can. Just add to conference.
Really?
We're going to have a conference
call. Hi, you're on Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve.
They're going to be solving their problems, you know. We'll be cut out of the loop. Let's just do a two-word answer and hang up.
Hey, go ahead. You're live.
Okay, Dr. Steve.
Hey, man.
I just got diagnosed with gout. And why is it that beer is part of the problem?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Gout is the accumulation of uric acid. What do I do about all these calls that are coming in, Brian?
You're a popular motherfucker.
No, what do I do about them? But it's just making weird noises.
You can turn the sounds off in Skype.
Oh, you can? Okay. Hang on. I'm going to answer your question here in a second. I got to get rid of all these. Sorry, dude. We're totally new at this. I am, anyway. What, yeah, under options?
That's okay.
Sorry. Under options, turn off sounds. Okay, ring.
Yeah, just unclick them all.
Unclick all of those?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then hit save.
Jesus.
Okay. Yeah, turn off the sounds. I was just looking
by. Okay, all right. Okay, dude. Here's the thing. Uric acid is the accumulation, gout is the accumulation of uric acid in the joints. Extremely painful. Where did you first notice that you were having pain?
The middle of the night, which I read is when it usually happens.
And what part of your body, though?
The joint going into the big toe?
Yep. Yeah, it's called podagra, and it's the most common site of gouty arthritis, is the ball of the foot. And it's extremely painful. People will complain of redness, and they'll say that the pain is so severe that they're not able to even tolerate the bed sheets touching their foot.
That's true.
So what did they put on, or what did they put you on?
Some anti-inflammatory pack, you know, where you take six the first day, whatever, the next day.
Okay.
And I got me in the Naprosyn for 2 weeks after that.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. You just had one episode?
Yep. First time.
Okay. So, here's the thing. If you only have an episode every 6 months, you don't, or every 2 years, you don't want to take a pill every single day to prevent something that's going to happen infrequently. So what they'll do is they'll give you some medication to take when it happens. So you'll have to wait till you start having pain, and they'll give you anti-inflammatories, and usually it'll knock it out within a few hours. There's also a medication called colchicine, which you can take, which will give you the shits and maybe even make you puke.
Yay.
But it will make the pain go away. And really, for a lot of gout sufferers, they'd just as soon have the shitting and the puking than having the pain.
Right.
The gout, you're in good company, because gout was known as the disease of kings, because overindulging in rich foods and drinks was a major cause of the condition. So,
usually when I get the shits and puke too.
There was a study recently that showed that as few as 2 to 4 beers a week increased the risk of gout by 25%. But men who drank at least 2 beers a day were more than 200% likely to develop gout as non-beer drinkers.
That's the problem.
It's not
the week last. I spent the week last week with my cousin, and we drank a lot of beer together.
Yeah, and it's not just beer; it's liquor as well. And I'm not sure that anybody absolutely knows why, because gout is caused by a defect in something called pyridine metabolism, and it's usually meat and stuff like that that does
it. I thought it was organ meat, like livers and...
Well, and beef and pork and that kind of stuff, really? Too. So, okay. I don't think anybody knows, but what they do know is it increases the risk. So, sorry about that, dude. Now, look, you start having a whole bunch of episodes, they'll put you on a medication called Euloric, and then you can basically... you'll take a pill every day, and you can eat and drink what you want, because you'll no longer have problems with gout.
Well, the anti-inflammatory is working. The pain's gone down considerably.
Cool, man.
So,
all right, good. Yeah. Hey, well, listen, thanks for being our first caller on this weird kind of live thing that we just decided to do tonight. So, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I just saw you on tweet. That's how I found you.
Cool. Okay. All right, man.
Thanks, be good. Dr. Steve.
Okay, we'll see you later.
So he can just take anti-inflammatory pills and wash them down with a beer.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you're on Weird Medicine.
Hey, Dr. Steve.
Hey, man.
I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
I feel like I've got a walnut shoved up my ass. My doctor says that I've got an enlarged prostate. He first tried to rule it out by treating me with some antibiotics in case it was an infection.
Okay.
It hasn't changed.
Okay.
And my PSA was normal.
Okay.
So I'm wondering what treatment I should expect next, and whether or not they're going to try and put me on medication.
Did he check to make sure there's not a walnut up your ass?
That's
well,
Brian.
Before, but, you know.
You don't have to answer his questions. That's just Brian. Here's the thing. How old are you, first off?
44.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody over 40... starts increasing the risk of having an enlarged prostate. And it's one of those things that happens to men. As time goes on, the exposure of the prostate to testosterone increases and increases the size of the prostate over time. And it's usually slow, but in some guys can be really big. One of my best friends has a prostate as big as a grapefruit, and he doesn't have cancer. It's just he has this monstrous prostate. And what they will likely do there, before they offer you surgery, they should put you on a medication that will shrink the prostate. And there's two of them out there. And one of them is called Proscar, also known as finasteride. And one of the side effects of that is if you're going bald, you have a 1 in 3 chance of growing your hair back.
No, I've got a full head of hair.
Okay, well, it'll make it more luscious and than it already is. But
will it make my back hair thicker?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Let's get this guy in studio.
But it will shrink the size of the prostate over time and decrease your risk of having prostate cancer, too. So,
okay,
it's something,
any side effects with that I need to be aware of?
Yes, that was what I was going to get to. It is a testosterone blocker, and one of the side effects can be, although it's a minority of people, can be erectile dysfunction. So it's something you want to be warned about and then monitor for when you're on that stuff.
Okay.
But,
okay,
you know, if your primary care doctor doesn't feel comfortable treating it, then it's definitely see a urologist. They see this stuff all the time. They, you know, and totally feel comfortable going to them, because that's all they do is prostates. You know, okay. They do a few other things, but it's basically prostates and then a few other things.
You had mentioned there was a second drug. Does that one have less side effects?
No, well, it's in the same class as finasteride, and it's called Avodart. And for some people, it may have fewer side effects. So everybody's different. That's why we have different drugs for, you know, that do the same thing. So,
okey-doke.
Good luck with it, man.
Thank you, sir.
And thanks for calling. He was, what, you got to go? What are you talking about? All right, well, let me play the damn going away music. No, hell no. I'm coming down. We want to hang out outside. We will do this again.
Yeah, for sure. This is a ball.
Hell, we got one more call. Stick around for one more call, Jefferson. Okay. All right, one more call. Here we go. Hey, you're on Weird Medicine.
What's up, motherfuckers? This is Matt from Sweden.
What up, motherfucker? Oh, shit.
Yeah, damn. Right on.
All right.
All right, what do balls look like in Sweden?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we got some...
Is this Mr. Matthew?
Of course it is, motherfuckers. I'm drunk as a motherfucker, and I heard you motherfuckers, and I just have to call you guys.
Right on, man.
Especially when you got fucking Dr. Steele over there.
Right on.
Did you get your package O-Porn from us? From the Radio Freaks?
What's that?
Did you get your package O-Porn?
Yeah, of course I got. God damn.
This guy has every English idiom down. Awesome. You got a question, bro, or are you just calling in to give us props? Which is cool.
What do you think? I love you fucking guys.
Well, we love you too.
That's why I call. I have to make your listeners to know that you got fucking fans all over the fucking world.
Damn.
Just so they know.
I didn't know that.
I got peeps in Sweden who love Dr. Steve, Brian.
What?
We got the whole fucking show. We got Opie and Anthony. We got some pests over here, but they don't really know that because they don't recognize us.
Well, let me ask you something. How do you get Opie and Anthony from where in Sweden? Do you get it off the satellite, or are you getting it bootlegged off the internet?
I don't get it directly over the satellite, if you know what I'm...
Yeah,
he's saying I bootleg it.
Yeah.
Well, there's this friend of mine, Georgie.
When he said he answered your question.
Exactly. I don't give a fuck. I downloaded it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's fine. That's what I wanted to hear.
I love you guys. But Dr. Steve.
Yeah.
I got some crazy shit with my eye. I don't know if you can help me with my... retarded English.
No, your English is good, man.
Yeah, I know. I don't think so. I'm drunk now.
Well, that makes six of us.
cool. usually when I'm drunk, I sleep with my eye half open, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I wake up, and then it's like you have lenses on you, and it's... dirt inside your lenses, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know if I can... Yeah. It's like that, but I don't have lenses. What can that... You know what that can be?
It sounds like what's happening is the cornea, which is the lining over that goes over your eye, it's a clear lining over the whites and over the lens of the eye, or, you know, the iris, the colored part, is drying out when you're sleeping, and when you wake up, it takes a while for it to regain its shape and rehydrate itself again. You know, when you start blinking again, then you'll the tears that are in your eyes will then rehydrate, you know, add water to that cornea, and it will regain its normal shape. But when it dries out, it kind of changes shape, and you can't see so good through it. So that would be my guess. Now, if you really wanted to do something about it, the first thing that you can do is get some, there's this gel that they sell in the United States. I'm sure they have it in Sweden too, because your healthcare is more advanced than ours. And, it is. And yeah, you have free healthcare there, right?
Yeah. Also, my boyfriend used to ejaculate in my eye, and that's pretty good for me.
Oh, really?
Did he just say his boss used to ejaculate in his eye?
No, he said his boyfriend.
Oh, okay. He needs to wear an eye patch and some eardrums.
Yeah, that.
Or eye drops.
But you can
wear an eye patch.
You can get gel that you can put in your eyes before you go to bed.
Protective lenses.
Yeah. Before you go to bed at night, and it will keep your cornea hydrated throughout the night so you wake up not feeling that way. So,
Dr. Steve.
Yeah, man.
The cool guy, when I hear you speak, it's like Jim used to mock you when he spoke.
Jesus, this guy really does listen.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
Fluids and sebaceous glands and
Basically, I just want to tell you, I fucking love you guys. I love you, Dr. Steve.
All right, man.
I love Radio Freaks. I love you, all your fans out there.
We love you too, buddy.
We love you too, man. And we love Sweden and Swedish girls. Jesus. What's up with that?
If you guys come here, I'll let you fuck some of them.
Okay.
All right, I'm out. I gotta go.
Just so you know, no Norwegian girls, because they're dying out pretty soon. If you know what I mean.
I don't. I have no clue. But it sounds awesome. All right, bro. A
lot of killing shit. But just so you know, we love you. I have to go now because I'm pretty drunk.
He's going to hang up on us.
Thank you, Dr. Steve.
Hey, thanks, man.
Later.
All right. All right, thank you. Bye.
Yeah.
I can't figure out
how to get
the music. Yeah, he's going to let us go.
Yeah.
That's all right. Let me get the music going. Let me get the music
Creepy
going.
Creepy Craig in the chat room says, anal is like a handshake in Sweden.
Well, that was cool shit. Yeah, that see, that's something awesome. That We're wouldn't that happen again. On the XM show.
I wonder why the guy's whacking off in his eye when he's asleep.
I think he was trying to make a joke. It was actually pretty funny. But, I got to work on this player because every time I hit something, it like takes 10 seconds for it to accept the command. And then it, there we go.
Told you, this is why I wanted to do a live Weird Medicine podcast. This is what we should do.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we should.
But I think we should have a speed round where, like, the answer might be, you're fucked. Next call.
Yeah. And then we can just edit that together and it'll be,
call 911.
It'll be, it's AIDS. Stop scratching. It'll grow back.
All right. Okay, finally, I got the music working. I got to get a better...
Just hit the button.
Oh, you know what it is? I think I must just be running out of batteries with this thing or something. Anyway, all right. Hey, thank you all for listening. That's it for the Weird Medicine Live behind-the-scenes broadcast and Double Vasectomy Todd. Check out Brian from RadioFreaks.tv.
Which is where you're watching this right now.
That's right. So, or listening to it. All right. We'll see you later.
See you.